This will be on demand telepathy. We all have experienced it, at least anybody of any age beyond 7 or 8 or 10, where you might be in a car and, boy, I'd sure like to go get a drink of milk or Dairy Queen or whatnot. And the other one, yeah, I was just thinking about that. It is mind transfers of one thought to another. We've all, in some way, shape, or form, have experienced it to a minor degree. So you know telepathy is in existence. There should be no problem with anybody otherwise. Now, knowing that you do it on rare occasion is one thing. Doing it on demand is quite another, and it's a fun thing to do. You're going to love this one. You get a partner. Choose one person. You can go up to two, but that causes too much excitement. I mean, two others besides yourself. And stick with one. And go to an area that's really clear, like a wall that's got nothing on it. Or put a bed sheet on it, white, dead white, so that you're staring at nothing but this total nothingness whiteness, or whatever color that you choose. Don't get anything busy, you know, like flower prints or something like that. Believe it or not, it just wavers your mind thought. And two of you stand side by side. Don't touch each other. It's not necessary. One's going to send. One's going to receive. All right. Both of you, close your eyes, facing this wide open place. By the way, make sure there's no distractions, no phones, no kids running in and out. A quiet place. And side by side, both of you shut your eyes facing this wall of nothingness. One is going to send, the other is going to receive. So the sender, visualize a simple scene or object like a red ball. But very simple. Don't make anything complicated. You're just starting out on this. A ball. All right, let's just say a ball. Any color you want, but make it very vivid in your first. You start with imagination, then image it until you can almost taste that ball, feel that ball, smell that ball, turning in your hand. If you were turning in your hand, all five senses go to work at this. See, make it that real. Then project that real made thought ball onto the wall. Just think it like it's at the wall. And then said, I'm ready. And the one next to it is clearing their mind. They're to receive. Your I'm ready means that it's there. The object that you're to see is there. They, in turn, are to audibly tell you what they see. They might see an object. Well, what do you mean, an object? Just a round object. They might not even see color. But they got the round right. Or they say, well, I see something red. You sent a red ball. They got the color, but they haven't got the whole thing right. That's still a good point. You're on the right track. Well, you can say, all right, you see red. Is there anything particular about that red? Keep your ball in mind. And they close their eyes and, well, yeah, it's round. I think it's a ball. Good, you're right on. Now trade places. Not physically, but now he or she will be the sender and you the receiver. You do that again. It is just about 99.99% sure that the first thing that the receiver gets in their mind is right on the money. Don't hesitate saying what you see the first time. Otherwise, you'll start making a little imaginary tricks in your own brain. If all you see is color, give it. If all you see is round, give it. Whatever. Now, me, when I do this, I make it a three-peaked mountain with snow caps. And the people always get it. I see, I don't know, a mountain, a hill or something. Well, good, good. Can you tell the difference? I put it back in my mind. Well, it looked like a mountain. Great. All right, they got a mountain, not three-peaked mountain, but a mountain. And I say, anything about the mountain? You focus real hard on the fact, three peaks, seeing it, thinking it. Well, yeah, it's got three peaks on it. Anything about the three peaks? You're snow covered. Right on the money. You got it. Then trade. Don't give each other the same thing. But again, make it very, very, very easy. I taught this one, and he tried to send to me, and I turned and looked at him. I said, I told you to make it easy. He had a guy pedaling like crazy on a bicycle. I told him, now, this next one, you make it easy. A stationary, simple object, a triangle, a ball, a dog house, and not a fancy one, whatever, but make it easy. Okay. So that was the way of it. Now, you can do this to each other two times in a row, and you'll be right two times in a row. The third time, you may be right, but the chances are you won't be. You will be too far off. Close, but not close enough. So stop doing it. You're done for the day, for that 24-hour period. Now put it off. Don't get together again to do this at all for 5 days. 6 or 7 is fine, but don't make it too long afterwards. Then get back, do the same thing again. You will once again, the first two for each of you will work like a charm. The third time may not. Stop again for 5 days. Get back again, try it again. This time the third one will be true, and the fourth one, is, you know, 1, 2, and 3 will be true. But the fourth one might cause some problems. Stop. You know, you can get up to 4 times accurately, and then 5 will cause a problem. So again, take a break. Only this time, go only 3 days, 4 most. Then get together. Try it again. What you're doing is canning your can'ts. You are realigning your brain. You are making your brain realize it is not stuck in its can't mode. You are retraining yourself. So 5 times, fine. 6 times, fine. When it starts to waver, get away from it. Over a period of about a month and a half, 2 months, you'll be able to bap, like badminton back and forth. Now, when you got that down right, now you can find a place that you're both familiar with, that you both visited, that you both are comfortable with. Maybe a backyard at somebody's house or a park or whatnot. Now, go home separate and arrange a meeting by mind at a certain time on a certain day each week. Say, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. What you do is both of you, like say you're ready and you want your talking partner to pick up the mental phone, send your face or send a thought, hey Jill, are you ready, or something like that. Jar them into memory. They should do it to you too. Both of you, simply wherever you're at, visualize a place that you have agreed to meet. Now see you going into that place. Visualize you there. See an image of you going there. Then see an image of your talking partner coming in. And then sit down and talk. Just have a normal conversation, period. Then break up, come home in spirit, open your eyes, and call each other that night or the next night to see what part you got right, what part you got wrong. You're retraining from a distance. And you'll be amazed at how much accuracy was involved. And you just keep practicing at it. Practicing at it. Now you don't have to wait 3, 4, 5 days for this. You can do it the next night, the next night, the next night. And then say your calling partner happens to call you up on the phone and say, hey, I've got to fly to Africa. I'll be there a week. Okay, then let's talk to each other, you know, at a set time, you know, their time in Africa versus your time in the United States, and then agree on that time, and then go for it. And don't have to call back and forth. By then, you're probably good enough to know what you're talking about. And then, you don't even need that space anymore. Now, when all of a sudden you get an image of your call partner, that partner is calling you or in need of help. Pray for them. Go and see what they need. Mentally, go. Mentally, Bill has a need. Mary has a need. This is splitting. And just, where are they? Where are they? The Creator knows. Ask Him. Send me to them so I can see what the need is, if it happens to be that kind of urgency. And He'll let you see them. Accept what you see. Or if it isn't that urgency, then you know it's a phone call. Then call right back. Have yourself a conversation. They can be on Mars and you can have this conversation. Now, once you learn this and your partner learns this, find others. Break up into another partner, both of you, so that now four of you learn it. Batter back and forth between the four of you and let all four of you go to others. And then you got eight and it skyrockets. And the next thing you know, AT&T, Mr. Internet Nosy Busybody, all of that jazz that has got their nose in your business is wondering what happened. You die? Well, they haven't learned to read your mind yet. Not mechanically, on demand. They can do it, but you darn near have to be in the room with the machine aimed at it. And they don't have enough mind readers in the black government or any other government to cover everybody in the United States. And if you're really, really good, make a code so that if and when they ever do learn how to read your mind, they can't figure out your code. You can block it. You can put a mental door with a code in it. You know the code and they can't get in to get it. It's really cool, people. We got too many of these dang men in black and I don't know, too many people minding my business and not their own. We can overcome these twits. So, all right, that's it. Good luck. You're going to have fun on this one. Ho.
This program is copyrighted by Red Elk 2002 and may not be distributed, duplicated, or quoted without written permission. For more information, visit Red Elk's official website at www.redelk.org. That's www.redelk.org.